I want to take a few final calls right now with George Butler, our guest, who I want to have back in the near future. I think I'm going to have you and Bob Dacey co-host when I'm out of town sometime, if you'll do it. The two of you together. Now, I think that'd be a nice dynamic.
Yeah, Bob's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a smart guy, and yeah. So are you. So I think that'd be a nice mix. 4 hours is a lot to do for any one person. I think the two of you mixed together, I think would be great. But so we're in here running George through his paces. He's got a show Saturday nights on Genesis. Find out at GCNlive.com. We've got one of Ron Paul's chief advisors coming on, Peter Schiff, here in just a few minutes. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Scott and Anthony and a few others. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air with George Butler and Alejandro Jones.
Hey, Alex. My question is, we know at Rockefeller, it seems like is there a way to put him, like you've done movies on these guys before.
Yeah, David Rockefeller just called for one-child policy and population reduction again today. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com.
How come we can't go and just put, major, like crimes against humanity on this guy, just put him all over the press?
Because they own most of the counties and cities and the grand juries, and the CIA has run most major cities for 20 years. I mean, literally. I mean, they pay people off in satchels of money, kill mayors, police chiefs. I mean, the U.S. military runs America, and now NORTHCOM publicly does it. And you get a Jim Garrison every once in a while, and they went after him and threatened his children. But as the evil unfolds, more and more people in government who haven't been bought off will stand up. But they've corrupted so many. You know, most sheriffs are now former FBI or CIA, you know, run by the feds and put in power. And so, yes, we need grand juries to indict Bernanke, Paulson. I mean, they've committed crimes publicly, as Ron Paul said on air last week. We need to bring them to justice. But, look, PDDs. The State Department Memorandum 200, where it's, you know, openly calls for genocide, that's U.S. law. I mean, that's U.S. policy. Kissinger should be arrested right now. In fact, he's indicted all over the world.
This is the ones we just need to focus on. These two names are the big players. They all work for him. Bernanke and all of them work for Rockefeller. We need to really focus on him and Henry Kissinger. Just really work on those two guys right there. If we can just focus on two individuals to try to bring them down and let the whole world come against them.
Well, I mean, it would be good to bring them down, but remember, it's like shark teeth. They've got all their evil underlings under them, and it's a system. You've got to discredit the private Federal Reserve system. I appreciate your call, Scott. Anthony in New Jersey, last caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was just curious if you're familiar with some of the policies and rhetoric of Lyndon LaRouche.
Yes, I don't agree. I agree with his analysis about the Anglo-American banking establishment.
What about some of his ideas about returning to FDR's policies?
Well, we've had Tarpley, who was formerly one of his acolytes, on, who kind of espouses the same model. And that is a better model than the corporate kleptocracy that is not free capitalism, free market that we have now. Instead of bailing out the bankers, I agree. I mean, if they really just gave each American, so there wasn't any bureaucracy, $50,000, basically what would be their piece of this bailout, that would actually get the economy going. You're still going to devalue the currency, but people could, you know, that would help a little bit. But if they're going to go ahead and devalue it to begin with, George?
Yeah. Lyndon LaRouche is quite an interesting character in his worldview. He's mixed Neoplatonism in with Alexander Hamilton and a very strong collectivist socialist view that I can't subscribe to. That's basically where.
Yeah, that's right. He's right about the problems, but then his solution is not correct. We'll be talking to somebody who I do agree with, Peter Schiff, coming up in the next segment. Okay.
He's still a statist, Lyndon LaRouche is. He's for big government,
which the bankers wanted.
Yes, that's right. He knows the money problem, but he's wanting to cure it with the big government.
Yeah, he's saying the problem is we've got corrupt people in charge of the large.
Put me in charge, and it's going to be okay.
Well, also,
that's what he said.
The LaRouchean organization itself, I'll just say, is very pushy. And, if you've ever had any experience with them, folks, you know.
I've studied them for about 3 years.
You know what my grandma used to say? You can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Okay, that's good
right.
Advice.
Hey, George, thanks for coming in.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
You bet. We have Schiff, don't we? Fantastic.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Peter Schiff is the president of Euro-Pacific Capital Inc., a brokerage firm based in Darien, Connecticut. And he's one of the leading supporters and promoters of the Austrian School of Economics. He is an advisor and one of the people that Congressman Ron Paul cites. And he's involved with the Ludwig von Mises Institute as well. And he appears as a frequent guest on CNBC, Fox News, Bloomberg Television, writes for some of the biggest newspapers in the U.S. and worldwide. And we'll also be giving you his website. He has several of them, so he can plug whatever he likes here on the air today. With us for the next 50 minutes, and if we have time, we'll take some phone calls for him before he leaves. Mr. Schiff, it is really a great honor to have you on with us.
Oh, nice to be here.
Okay, let's get into what's happening with the current global financial system, where you see it going in the short and in long term, the bailout, but then I want to look at the different ways of dealing with this crisis from the position of the central bankers, which I don't want to call free market. They're blaming the free market in the system right now in the media versus what a true free market would have done.
Yeah, well, first of all, the global financial system is, in fact, melting down because it's been unsustainable. The premise has been that the rest of the world saves their money, and they loan it to Americans who spend it all and promise to pay it back. But the problem is, you know, when you borrow money and spend it, you don't have any way of paying it back. You know, the only way Americans can pay back the money we've borrowed is to stop spending. and therefore use the money that we would have spent on consumption to pay back our debts. But we can't do that because our whole economy is a function of us spending money. So in order to keep our phony economy going, we have to keep spending, which means we can't pay back any of our debts. But in order to keep spending, we have to borrow more, which means the rest of the world has to loan us money indefinitely without any hope of ever getting paid back. And I think this whole dynamic is finally falling apart because the world never operated under the assumption that they were giving us money. They actually believed that they were lending us money, even though we lacked the capacity to pay it back. And now as all these loans are going bad, the whole financial system is crumbling.
Please continue going through the fundamentals for folks and then placing the blame where it needs to go, because instead they're blaming it on the American people. They're blaming it on...
The American people simply, acted on the incentives being delivered to them by the government through our monetary policy and through our fiscal policy. I mean, number one, we kept interest rates much too low in this country, particularly in the aftermath of September 11th and the bursting of the Nasdaq bubble, when the Fed had interest rates down at 1%. They were literally giving money away, and when money is free, people take it, and people took that cheap money and gambled with it, principally on real estate. Not only were Americans gambling themselves by buying real estate at prices that were absurd, but Wall Street was financing the whole thing. They were taking the cheap money and underwriting everybody's speculation in the housing market, and so we had this gigantic housing bubble. And of course, the housing bubble made everybody think that they were rich. And so as people were extracting equity from their homes and buying cars and SUVs and cell phones and plasma TVs, they didn't really think they were borrowing the money. They actually thought they were rich. They thought they had all this home equity that they were tapping into. But the reality was the home equity never really existed. All they were doing was borrowing money, secured by, the illusion of home equity.
Secured by inflation.
Well, the inflation is what was putting the money into circulation, and eventually the inflation started to cause prices to rise other than real estate, such as food, such as energy, and of course the government blamed that on external factors, but of course it was a direct result of their monetary policy. But then we also have a tax code that incentivizes borrowing. We give people deductions for their mortgage interest, yet we tax people if they earn any interest. And we had all kinds of incentives to buy and flip houses with tax breaks. If you buy a house and sell it at a profit, you pay no taxes. But if you buy another asset and sell it at a profit, you pay taxes. And if you actually work for a living and earn wages, you pay a lot of taxes. So the government made it more lucrative to flip property than have a job. And they provided the cheap money. They also provided the market with Freddie and Fannie, which are these giant government-sponsored enterprises, which by guaranteeing all the mortgages made it possible for people to borrow much more money than they can repay, because the lenders didn't care about the default risk because the government was guaranteeing the mortgages. So you had that moral hazard, and so you had this huge bubble. But the whole thing is blown apart. But
we'll talk about the other areas. I mean, we have the mortgages, but we also have all the other types of derivatives and the insuring of them.
Well, the bottom line with all these derivatives is the underlying assets are liabilities that nobody can pay, whether they're mortgage debt or credit card debt or student loans or automobile loans. Basically, the one thing that we were creating in this country was liabilities. And then Wall Street would package these liabilities and make all sorts of securities out of them. And so our whole economy was about incurring debt and securitizing and restructuring debt. It was all phony. It was all a facade. And of course, but all this paper wealth enabled us to spend a lot of money. But the money we were spending was being loaned to us by the Chinese, by the Japanese, by the Saudis. And all the things that we were spending the money on were being produced in China and Japan and other parts of the world. And so we were basically living off the charity and the productivity of the rest of the world. And it was destined to end because the world's not going to support us forever.
Break down where we're going. Either way, the bailout to me is not so much about the 800 and something billion up to 5 trillion, depending on how you look at it, that it is about giving new powers to the Treasury, giving them immunity, and now we see all these different new
exactly.
World order.
I mean, there's no real bailout because the government can't bail anybody out because the government is broke. I mean, they're just going to borrow more money from abroad or print more money. And ultimately, it's a power grab by the U.S. government to take more control over our economy. And, you know, they're not going to, it's not going to make the stock market go up. It's not going to make the real estate market go up. I mean, it's not going to make all these bad loans disappear. It's just going to make the bad loans, the losses for those bad loans felt more intently by average Americans than would otherwise be the case if the losses were left on the books of the banks and Wall Street.
So where is all this going? I mean, one way or another, how is this going to unfold?
Well, it's going to be a disaster. I mean, you know, we're going to have something like the Great Depression, only maybe worse, because this time it'll be an inflationary depression where instead of consumer prices going down, they actually rise substantially. And that is what we're looking at. And, you know, the reason we're going to have a depression is not because of a failure of the market. I mean, that's not why we had the depression in the 30s. The government will create the depression because they refuse to allow the market to function. You know, they refuse to allow the free market to work out all these malinvestments and purge all the excesses from the economy because the politicians don't want to level with the American public and tell them that times are going to get tough and that there's nothing the government can do about it, that this is just the price we have to pay for years of reckless borrowing and spending. All the years we lived above our means, now we're going to have to live below them. And they don't want to deliver that message. And so they want to pretend that, oh, there's a big problem and we as the government are going to save you. We're going to protect you. We're going to give you something. And that's what's going to create the depression. It's going to be all the interference in the market that is going to lead to widespread unemployment, massive inflation.
Because of decades ago throughout financial history, not just here, but in Asia in the 90s, as you know, but I'd like you to speak to this. Governments do come in and reward the criminals that are engaging in this, generally from the government level, between corporations and the government in collusion, which is crony capitalism. It's not free market. And so that allowed them to be involved in even bigger frauds. Now the government's going to blame the free market, bring in some type of global socialist regulatory banking system.
That's what they're doing right now. I mean, governments love a crisis, especially if it's a crisis of their own creation. Because what happens is they infect the free market with their socialist programs, and then when it has a deleterious effect, then the government can ride to the rescue saying, aha, we told you capitalism doesn't work, you need us to save you, and the public is so scared that they trust the government, and the government grabs even more power. And now they use that power to do even more damage, and now they say, aha, you need us even more. And they continue to use the crisis and the bad economic times to grab additional power. In fact, if you look at all the despots in history and you look at, you know, where they came, I mean, you look at like an Adolf Hitler, I mean, how was he able to come to power? He was able to come to power amid the chaos of the hyperinflation that ravaged the Weimar Republic. I mean, if it wasn't for that type of environment, the Germans never would have given up that kind of power to a guy like Hitler.
Well, let's look at the United States. The private banks, should have gone out of business. Some of them that ran scams and caused panics leading up to 1913. Then the banks righted as an anti-banking bill for government regulation, government giving governmental type power to private banks. Then they engineered the 29 crash, and now the same group is bringing us into the same situation now. And the public doesn't understand that it was government colluding with these private crime syndicates that caused this to begin with.
And the government is trying to pretend that, you know, we have to prop up these banks so that we can keep on borrowing money to buy things. But, you know, we got to stop borrowing money to buy things. That's
exactly. They're acting like the economy. They're saying there won't be payroll met. The whole economy will shut down if we don't have these guys to lend. I don't run my little business in debt. I don't grow.
It's ridiculous. I mean, like I hear the politicians say stuff like, if these banks fail, then you won't be able to borrow any money to send your kids to college. Well, you know what? That's actually a good thing. It doesn't mean that kids won't be able to go to college. Once the universities realize that nobody can borrow any money to pay tuitions, you know what they're going to do? They're going to slash their tuitions. They're gonna look over their bureaucracies and they're gonna figure out where can we cut back, who can we fire, because we don't want to go.
Well, more than that, the University of Texas, that 90+% of its operations is just investments that have nothing to do with the university, they're going to stop ripping the people off and then putting it in their own private crony side businesses. And so stay there. Our guest is Peter Schiff. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
We need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Peter Schiff, the president of Euro Pacific Capital, Inc., brokerage firm, one of the experts that Ron Paul most often quotes, and certainly been accurate predicting what's now happening. You know, it's funny, the true free market libertarian folks have been right about what was going to happen all along, but we're not the ones now that are going to be listened to. It's going to be the very people that carried all of this out. So what do you see them doing? And, I mean, breaking it down, what is it going to look like? I mean, is this going to be a full-bore depression?
Probably something worse if we don't change. You know, when I wrote my book, Crash Proof, How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse, which came out in February of 2007, you know, interestingly, even almost 2 years after it's come out, it's right now the number one selling investment book on Amazon, and they just, I think they just reprinted another 35,000 copies, which they tell me is unprecedented for a book that's almost 2 years old. So people are certainly reading it. But when I wrote that book originally, one of my forecasts was this economy would collapse, this phony borrow and spend economy, the housing bubble. I predicted that all that would happen, that we'd have major fallout and ramifications in the financial industry and among the lenders based on all these mortgages gone bad. But I also made a more dire forecast, which was predicated on what I thought the government would likely do in response to the crash, to try to prevent it from happening, to try to artificially reflate real estate prices. And it's those government actions that I feared would lead to the worst case scenario of a hyperinflation and, of a real disastrous outcome for our economy. And now that is exactly what is happening. The government is doing exactly what I feared they would do. And yeah, you know, it does frustrate me that, you know, for years I was going on television and certainly writing and doing things and pointing out all these problems. And while I was doing it, all the supposed experts in government and Wall Street, and I debated, you know, many of them on television, they all laughed at me and they, you know, looked at me, they snickered, or they, this is impossible, this guy is nuts, he's just a gloom and doom, he's a perma bear, I mean, this is just, he's just fear mongering, none of this could possibly happen, it's impossible. And of course, all those economic predictions have come true. Yet the very people who said that it was impossible, the people who assured us that our economy was in great shape, that we were fundamentally sound, that it was the best economy in the history of the world, that Alan Greenspan was the greatest central banker who ever lived, you know, that everything was perfect, these are the guys that they're turning to for solutions. These are the same people who say, we need to pass this bailout bill or it's the end of the world.
What are you doing with your money?
Well, I mean, I'm doing the same thing with my money as I've been recommending that everybody do their money for years. That's get out of the U.S. dollar. I mean, I know that everybody is talking about how is this bailout bill going to affect taxpayers. Well, it's not going to affect us so much as taxpayers because nobody is raising our taxes. In fact, in this most recent bailout bill, the Senate approved an additional $100 billion in tax cuts. So, you know, not only are they spending $700 billion and not paying for it, but they're cutting taxes by an extra $100 billion. So it's not taxpayers who are going to suffer, or not Americans with their taxpayer hat. How we're going to suffer is through the erosion of the value of our wages and our investments, our savings, the bonds that we own, the insurance that we own, because it's all going to be paid for with inflation. The government is printing money and spending it into circulation, and it's going to debase the value of everybody's savings and everybody's wages. And it's not just going to be this $700 or $800 billion. Because of the perverse moral hazards that are built into this bailout bill, the result of the bailout bill is going to be a wave of delinquencies on their mortgages. Because what's going to happen now is that when somebody stops making their mortgage payment, there's not going to be a foreclosure. What's going to happen is the bank is simply going to sell that asset to the government rather than foreclosing, because they'll get more money selling it to the government. So if you stop making your mortgage payment once this bill is passed, no one's going to kick you out of your house. You'll probably live there for a year or two, and eventually you'll get a call from the government saying, hey, we own your mortgage now. I know it's $500,000, and I notice you're not paying it. How about if we reduce it to $200,000 and give you a 30-year mortgage at 4%? Would you consider making the payments? And then you might say, sure. So what's going to happen is this is going to turn into an all-out frenzy of people stopping paying their mortgages, which means this is probably going to cost $2 or $3 trillion.
But I mean, we're all looking at the mortgages. The credit cards are coming due.
No one's going to make those payments. I mean, if the government's going to bail you out of your mortgage debt, they'll bail you out of your credit card debt too.
But again, how they're going to bail it out is issuing more liquidity that devalues the dollar. And who does that punish? The people that actually did save, the individuals that actually did.
Oh, those are the suckers. And therefore, we can't have an economy. You see, the only way you can have a capitalist economy, a real economy, is to have savings. Savings are the root of all economic
And we now
growth.
Have a negative savings rate lower than the depth of the Great Depression. Stay there, Peter Schiff. I want to come back and get your take on then where this is going, how this is going to unfold, and also tell folks about your book that predicted all of this. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. My website's InfoWars.com. His is Europac.net.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good. I got an idea.
Peter Schiff, I got to get you back on for another hour soon to break down real free market versus this thing we've got where select bankers and corporations don't play by any rules. They can cheat and steal the public. This relationship with government where they suck the wealth of the people out, and then they call that capitalism, when really it's beginning to look like communism or socialism for the rich and slavery for us. And we're going to take a few calls for our guests specifically on economics and the bailout. Here's the toll-free number. I'm opening the phones back up. He's going to be gone in 15 minutes or 18 minutes to be technical. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 to get up on the air with our guests. Best-selling author multiple times, Europac.net. But I wanted to talk to you about the window of opportunity we've got, because I was pleasantly surprised when the Congress, the House, said no Monday because they were getting 2,000 calls to five. I talked to multiple congressmen on air. It was about that they get thousands of calls for a couple of pro calls. Other senators are saying the same thing, not just House members. So they did the right thing, narrowly defeated it by 25 votes or so. now the Senate passes it. They're trying to get the House to pass it now. And all this immunity and new power, as you said, to the feds, how do we maximize? Like you said, your book, 2 years in print, number one on Amazon right now in the financials. You know, everything I've talked about, our numbers exploding, Ron Paul's credibility exploding. You know, all of us that were right, not that we're geniuses, we're just studying real history and what the financial elite are doing. How do we maximize this window of opportunity to hopefully turn this around before, as you've said, you know, you predicted this, and then you gave a worst-case scenario, and they're following the worst-case scenario.
We can turn it around. You know, the Congress is probably going to pass this thing. You know, they've scared the public now with this big drop in the market. They're blaming it on the fact that the bill didn't pass, and they're saying, look, just pass this bill, and we'll make your stocks go back up. It's not going to work. I mean, the market's going to go down whether they pass it or not. Ultimately, it's going to go down more if they pass it than if they don't, because, again, this is going to do a lot of damage and cede a lot of power to the government. And make the markets a lot less free and therefore less efficient. But unfortunately, there's nothing we can do as Americans. You know, we can protest all we want, but we're not going to change what government is doing. So all we can do, unfortunately, is protect our own wealth and our own families by taking our financial destiny in our own hands. And that was part of the premise of my book, Crash Proof, and my new book. I have a book that just came out this week. Called The Little Book of Bull Moves and Bear Markets, and it's designed to not only show you that this crisis is inevitable, but, you know, where you can invest your money so that you don't end up broke like everybody else. Because, unfortunately, if they wipe out the value of the dollar, they're going to wipe out all U.S. dollar financial assets, and with that, any retirement dreams that any Americans might be harboring right now if they have dollars. And I don't care how rich you are, you can be a multimillionaire, you might even be a billionaire. If your money's in dollars, you're going to be broke. So you've got to look around. You've got to look at foreign markets, foreign currencies, precious metals, other types of investments. And, you know, it's very ironic that right now you're actually seeing the dollar strengthen substantially based on the prospects of this bailout, because the world's investors are so stupid that they actually think the bailout's going to work. They actually think this thing is going to solve all of our economic problems. It shows you how little people learn. I mean, of course, these are the same investors who bought all those subprime mortgages in the first place and thought they were so great, and who bought all the dot-com stocks in 1999 and 2000. So they have a lousy track record, yet they determine the short-term movements in the markets because they control everybody's money.
Well, absolutely.
And smart, I mean, you'll take advantage of their stupidity.
Ron Paul on the show last week said that Bernanke and Greenspan and Paulson should be arrested. They've clearly, he listed some of the crimes they've been committing. And I think, you know, instead of the criminals that engineered this now getting to take over even more of the crisis they created, I think it sends a good message to start grand jury indictments. And that's
that'd be great. But, of course, you know, it's not happy. Look at Paulson. I mean, poor Paulson was running Goldman Sachs. I mean, he was part of the problem.
That's what I mean. Look at that conflict of interest.
Without this bailout, right? Without this bailout, Goldman Sachs would go out of business. And it's not, you know, and it's because of a lot of the things that Goldman Sachs did when Henry Paulson was in charge.
Well, shouldn't Ron Paul and others in Congress, shouldn't Congress be saying at least you're to blame, and then dealing with it from that perspective, instead of just bowing down before the people? I mean, it's so amazing to see Democrat and Republican leaders, the president, the Treasury Secretary, the Fed head, or the private Fed, I want your take on this, go on TV and say, you give us what we want, and you give us unlimited power, and that's what the first two versions said, the new one says similar things, or there's going to be a depression. I mean, that itself should have sent us in.
I know, and it's not like, look, it wasn't not too long ago, Paulson was saying it was the greatest global economy he's seen in his lifetime, that the U.S. economy had never been in better shape, and now we're on the verge of an economic collapse. How can that be? Obviously, if he's right now, he was wrong then, and if the guy is so incredibly incompetent, why should we give him all this power?
Well, they're not. They know they've been lying the whole time.
Congress, like a month ago, and looked those congressmen and senators right in the eye and said, if you put a bazooka in my pocket, I'll never use it.
Peter Schiff,
later, he's using it, he's shooting it, you know, dry.
Now, I understand.
And now we're giving him a nuclear warhead.
I agree. Peter Schiff, how is this going to play out? You've been really good at predicting what's going to happen. They're following the bad course. I agree with you. It looks like they're going to go ahead and follow the worst possible course, but at least It's without the will of the people. And so now when it really runs its course, then we may have a chance of finally
moving. They're going to create massive inflation, a lot of unemployment. What's going to happen is you're going to really start to see food prices and energy prices and other things start to get very, very expensive. The government will probably ultimately impose price controls on energy, on food products, which will create shortages of gasoline and food and long lines and black markets and civil unrest. I mean, I think it's going to be a real mess. And eventually, I think they're going to impose capital controls. I think they'll make it illegal for Americans to buy foreign currencies or to buy gold or anything. You know, the government is going to try to deal with all the symptoms and none of the problems, which is one of the reasons that people need to act quickly. I mean, that's what we're doing. You know, my brokerage firm is called Euro-Pacific Capital. And the website for the firm is europac.net. But what we're helping people do is get their money out of U.S. dollars and accumulate foreign assets, precious metals, while it's still legal and while the dollar still has value. And I would recommend
that's what I'm telling people to do.
But people who have a lot of financial assets have to act quickly. Otherwise, they're going to watch an entire lifetime of savings and investments just go up in smoke.
Well, that's the fact. The establishment, the big, you know, top guys running the criminal operation, they plan to blame this on capitalism. They plan to manage this crisis they engineered into a total police state, as you said, and they're moving in heavy armored brigades, saying in the Army Times it's for civil unrest. They've set up NORTHCOM. They passed the John Warner Defense Authorization Act 2 years ago, saying it was for martial law. They have been planning this all along. Now, we can debate whether they've lost control of it, but clearly from the IMF and World Bank documents and other plans, what we've seen them do with the third world model is they have engineered collapses before. Do you believe this is engineered, or are you going to say no, they've just lost control?
To engineer it. I just think it's a comedy of errors. I actually think that these people have good intentions. I don't read into it an evil motive.
Have you ever read the IMF World Bank documents?
Trying to destroy the country. I just think they're just completely incompetent, and they're looking out for their own self-interests. And
they just knew. They just knew 5 years ago to secretly start federally getting rid of posse comitatus for an economic collapse.
I don't know. I don't have a nefarious motive, and I don't think they're smart enough to say, hey, let's collapse the economy ourselves.
Well, they're in control of things.
They're just making mistakes. They're just doing things wrong. There's just so much ignorance out there. Now, I believe that a lot of these senators who voted for this bill really believe they're doing the right thing. I don't think they're evil people. I just think they don't know.
Peter Schiff, either way you cut it, as you know, it's the same thing. The same thing's going to happen in the end. And as soon as the yuppies finally stop believing CNBC and finally do buy gold and silver, we've already got the mint shutting down, selling a lot of their coins, not just the buffalo, as you know.
By the time the average American wakes up and tries to buy gold, it'll be thousands of dollars an ounce. Oh, sure.
How high do you think gold's going to go by the end of this? How long is this going to run?
By the end of the year, I don't know. I was forecasting $2,000 gold sometime next year, and I still think that's a reasonable target. But, you know, ultimately, there's no ceiling to what the price of gold can go to because there's no floor for the dollar. I mean, look where the price of gold is in Zimbabwe. I mean, it's billions of dollars an ounce. Actually, I think it's trillions of dollars an ounce. So, you know, if you can debase your currency down to nothing. So, I don't know, gold might go to $5,000 or $10,000 an ounce, but it could go a lot higher. I mean, there's no way to know because you don't know where the dollar is going to stop falling. If we end up with Zimbabwe-style hyperinflation, you're not going to be able to have enough zeros to figure out the price of gold.
I agree. So people better move into real assets, and they better do it muy pronto. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up first here. There's so many calls. Kelly in Maine. You're on the air, Kelly, worldwide.
Alex. Hi. Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Thanks for putting me on. And also, thank you for shouting out to Justin TV earlier.
You bet. You're on the air with Peter Schiff. You have a question.
Yes, I do. I want to know what will happen if the government will own the mortgages. Will they start building on the land like FDR did?
Yeah, they're going to have make-work projects.
What they're going to own are going to be for land that already has a structure on it. But what I think the government is going to do once they acquire these mortgages is I think they are going to make deals with the homeowners and substantially reduce the mortgages that people owe.
By the way, banks are already
have their mortgages reduced dramatically.
Peter, you're right. Banks are already privately doing deals with people to substantially cut down on what things cost so people won't walk away.
They're not going to. I'm in favor of that. But what I'm not in favor of is the government overpaying for these mortgages and then doing the deals and throwing the losses on American citizens.
Yeah, what did you think of Bernanke saying he wants the government to pay premium prices?
Well, they have to pay premium prices, otherwise they would bankrupt all the entities they're trying to bail out. That's the whole joke. The government's trying to pretend they're going to make money.
Unbelievable.
That's a crock.
Kelly, anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go ahead now and talk to Clifford in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Peter Schiff.
Yes, sir, Mr. Schiff. You have my account already. And
Good.
Well, I'm down 15% in the last 2 weeks, and I spoke to Mr. Lou Kasowitz today, and I spoke about precious metals, and you're talking about precious metals, and he told me, what if it went down the way it can go down and it's so volatile? How would I feel about that? Because I was concerned about the 15% loss, because I thought by going with you, I would protect myself from the U.S. dollar.
Well, you're protecting yourself from the long-term erosion of the dollar, not the day-to-day fluctuations in the market. I mean, you've had a big jump in the value of the dollar. We've seen a big drop in commodity prices in the last
Let me comment on this because, you know, I'm not in business with our guest, Mr. Schiff. We have him on because he has a track record of being about 95% right on predictions. The establishment, and I appreciate your call, Clifford, has trained us. Okay, stay there then. The establishment has trained us to look at the market day to day, week to week, instead of on 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 year graphs. Gold is going straight up. Commodities of every type are going straight up because they're still going to have value, and then that will be adjusted with currencies as they're devalued. Okay, and so, you know, I've read over Schiff. He's saying invest in Europe, invest in other places. That's not going to give you total protection. It's statistically going to give you a higher protection than being in the center of where the H-bomb's going off right here in the United States. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, it's just that right now, a lot of people are running towards the blast. Eventually, they're going to turn and run away from the U.S. But, yeah, a lot of these foreign assets are going down right now. But you know what? It's a great time to buy them because we're getting a great deal. It doesn't mean it's the absolute bottom. But a few years from now, we're going to look back at these prices and kicking ourselves because we didn't buy even more.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm about being in nothing but solid now. Because I don't trust any of it that's in any paper. Certainly people should be conservative, but precious metals all the way, you can't beat that. It could go up or down, but bottom line, it has intrinsic value because of intrinsic scarcity. Real fast, I want to get other callers in here. Finish up, Clifford.
Well, I mentioned the gold multiple times in the last 2 weeks, and I know it's going up and down. But I'm with you, and I'm looking for the protection of you said solar assets, and some of your managers don't think the same way.
The stocks that we're buying are real assets. We're buying utilities. We're buying oil and gas companies. We're buying commodity companies.
Yeah, they're not buying leverage paper.
We're buying real stuff around the world and getting dividend yields.
Listen, I appreciate your call. You need to
stocks go down.
Clifford, you can call if you're in business with. Our guest, talk to him then. Okay, we gave you two questions. Let's go. I mean, look, you're in a volatile market, folks. It's going to get bad, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Chuck in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question was, in 1929, they tried to do a bailout, sort of, kind of. They had someone from J.P. Morgan buy up a whole bunch of stocks.
No, for a year, it was a roller coaster, yeah.
Yeah, and they were able to make it look like it was okay, and then shortly after that, the market started going back to getting all crazy again, and then it just fell even harder than it was going to begin with.
Yeah, that's the whole point. They know that. They're just trying to shore up their assets and keep the whole thing going as long as they can. Let's get our guest take on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's no question about it. But what we have to do is we have to, you know, keep our mind on the bigger picture and what's going to happen eventually to the value of the dollar. And the fact that right now, you know, there is a global financial crisis because Americans, we borrow trillions of dollars from the world and we can't pay it back. And so the people around the world who loaned us this money, they're suffering because they've lost a lot of wealth. They bet big on Americans and they lost.
We also have an arrogant.
Ultimately, their economies are far healthier than ours.
We also have an arrogant, predatory government that is going to keep squeezing as the states go bankrupt. So watch your six, folks.
I know. Look, some of the municipalities, there's another big municipality that's about to file Chapter 11. It'll be the biggest bankruptcy since Orange County. And, you know, people are sitting in municipal bonds. They think they're safe. A lot of these municipalities are going to be going bankrupt in the next several years. carriers, and even the ones that don't, all you're going to get back is money that has very little value.
Also, the big brokerage firms have been roping into the pension funds and retirement funds. Folks, you're screwed. Get ready for the New World Order. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Nick in Brooklyn. You're on the air. Last caller for our guest. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead and talk.
Listen, I got a quick question. Are you familiar with a guy named Lyndon LaRoche?
Yes, I just an hour ago said that I don't agree with his solutions of big government.
Oh, okay, so I must have missed that, because actually I just wanted to know, you know, get your take on that stuff.
Well, I mean, he's right about a bunch of the problems, but I don't agree with their big government socialist solution, and we'll close out with Peter Schiff on that subject right now.
Well, I'm not even too familiar with the theories of Lyndon LaRoche. I mean, I know of him, but I haven't really studied any of his stuff. But yeah, I'm sure he's come to some big government type conclusions. I find a lot of agreement, believe it or not. Some of the people on the far left understand that there's some real problems in this country. Unfortunately, they don't understand why these problems are here, and their solutions will just make the problems worse.
Look, I'm against the bailout, but if they're just going to give it to the private bankers, I mean, if we're going to have socialism, they might as well just give us, if they're going to devalue our currency, just give us all a $50,000 check. I mean, that would spur the economy.
Just cut out the middleman of Wall Street. Yeah, just print the money and drop it directly from the helicopters to the people instead of funneling it through Wall Street.
Directly from the helicopters. All right, Peter Schiff, I want to get you back up in the near future. Europac.net, thank you so much.
Sure thing.
All right, we'll be right back with final transmission.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that America is filled with adultery, lying, stealing, drug addiction, gang wars, and every conceivable evil that God has revealed is sin? Did you know that our once Christian morals have been deliberately undermined? It's a fact of history that every nation that sinks into immorality falls. Is America on the brink and hardly anyone is paying attention? If anyone calls sin what it is classified as a hate crime. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had a absolutely power-packed radio show today with Andrew Gauss, George Butler, Peter Schiff, and others. Got other big guests tomorrow and throughout next week. We will continue to track the criminal activities of the New World Order here on air for all of you. But in these times of uncertainty, the American people are not taking this half as seriously as they will soon. We are so easygoing, so comfortable, so used to everything basically being smooth, though we've been economically losing more and more over the last few decades, very serious times are here. Even more serious times are ahead. And now more than ever, I need you, the listeners of this radio show, to get on other radio talk shows, not just here on the network, other Patriot networks, or other rinky-dink web things, but I need you to get on mainstream talk radio, on stations that air my show, other ones, and talk about how the bankers are engineering this, how bottom line, whether they did it by design or not, they engineered it. They did it. And how they're bringing us into some really bad times. And for all the governments and everybody else who's been laughing and giggling, you know, government people, look, the party's over. We got taken. Now, Ted sold out of the almost all of the buffaloes. The government ran out of them. They can't get the gold, literally, to make them. Other coins the U.S. Mint makes are in short supply. They're limiting them to, you know, one or two coins per person. You can't get buffaloes from them. Ted has some left, but he's limiting it to one coin per person. These are the beautiful one-ounce buffaloes. He's got a bunch of others. Even American Eagles are shooting up. You can't get them anywhere near spot. Everything's getting a premium. It's getting hard to get French and European francs. Ted has them. These are great coins right at melt. Ted gets them before gold goes up. He passes it on to you. So I just briefly, at the very end of the show, before we go into rebroadcast on the internet at Infowars.com, the podcast, and then come back live on the M&FM tomorrow or on stations across the country to re-air it. Ted, again, people need to get into this now before it's too late. People are going to be wishing later they'd liquidated some of their paper crap and gotten into metals.
Before it's too late, my God, it's almost already too late with what's going on in this marketplace. People need to wake up, and they need to wake up fast. You're talking about that buffalo coin. I offered them at 920. I went on eBay just to see what they're getting for these things. The closest one that I could find what I'm selling it for is $960, and most of them are up at $1,100. That's how much they're carrying premiums in the marketplace right now because there's nothing available. In addition to this, the francs that I'm selling right now at $190 a piece at the moment, you can't even get them in the United States. I have to import everyone from Europe because the entire supply is sold out. I mean, just like Peter Schiff said, man, when the regular people open up to want to buy gold, there's going to be no gold available to them.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. I only wish that I had more capital. But all the capital I've got is locked into doing this TV deal. We're building the studio right now. We got the bigger office. You know, in 3-4 months, we got the office moved in. We're building it. I'm trying to be, slow on the bids to finish the studio because it's so expensive to even build a cheap one. But we're doing that, and we're going to stay here on the air, and I'm going to dump everything I've got into it. So that's why I buy the books, buy the videos. I don't even plug those anymore. That's the biggest part of waking people up. PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, Get Truth Rising, Endgame Terror Storm. People are waking up and listening now like they've never listened before. Now is the time to be out engaging the public and waking them up. And now is the time to be protecting yourself. Okay, so you can call and get one of the buffaloes because Ted wants to only sell what he's got in supply, but he's got plenty of the francs, which are in short supply almost everywhere else. What silver do you have, Ted?
Right now, still the best buy on silver are the dimes right now. They're at $1.60 per dime or a 1600 per 100 face.
Those are the silver dimes, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800, give them the number.
1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Ted, thanks for coming on. Retransmission on the web at one place. Got to go to those streams. The Infowars.com streams. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.